The session present at the table are all the Rules Committee members except for Senator Terrio. We are going to go ahead and approve for calendaring the bills that are on the calendar that we have, the CSs, or that we actually have the bills in our possession. We'll go down the calendar in order, so that means we start with Senate Bill 186, an act relating to municipal taxes on oil and gas production and pipeline property, establishing a limit on the GO debt that may be authorized and issued by home rule and general law municipalities, and providing for an effective date. This is a Senate Finance CS with a revenue-generating fiscal note. Senator Phillips.
Madam Chair, I'll move Senate Bill 186 Finance for calendar.
There is objection. Is there debate? Madam Secretary.
Senator Kattery?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
No.
Senator Pierce?
Yes. By 3-1 vote, Senate Bill 186 is approved for calendaring. Next bill is House Bill 49. We have a CS for House Bill 49 Finance. There's no Senate CS. And an act extending the termination date of the Board of Parole, providing for an effective date. Is there a motion? Senator Phillips.
Madam Chair, I'll move HB 49 for calendaring.
No objection. House Bill 49 will be calendared. The next is a CS for House Bill 71 Finance Amended. An act relating to the education of children with disabilities and of gifted children, relating to the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education, and providing for an effective date. There is no Senate CS. Do we have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move HB 71 for calendar.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 71 is calendar. CS sponsor substitute House Bill 76. We have a Senate Finance CS. Senate CS for CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill 76 Finance. An act providing for and relating to the issuance of certificates of participation to finance construction of a new facility to be known as the API, giving notice of and approving the entry into and the issuance of certificates of participation in a lease purchase agreement for construction of a new facility to be known as the Alaska Psychiatric Institute, giving notice of the intent and approval to retain investment income from pertinent appropriations to be applied to the cost of construction of a new facility to be known as API, relating to the construction of that facility, and providing for an effective date. There is a Senate Finance CS. And a few fiscal notes. Do we have a motion? Senator Kattery.
I'll make a motion to pass House Bill 76 Finance forward.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 76 will be calendared. CS for House Bill 90 Finance. Act relating to reimbursement of municipal bonds for school construction and providing for an effective date. Do we have a motion?
Madam Chair, I'll move HB 90 for calendar.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 90 is calendar. CS for House Bill 102 Judiciary, an act relating to the theft of propelled vehicles by Representative Cott. There is no Senate CS. Do we have a motion? Senator Phillips.
Madam Chair, I move HB 102 for calendaring.
Hearing no objection, that will be calendared. House Bill 108, an act relating to the accounting for and appropriation of fees for recording and related services by DNR, providing for an effective date. There is no Senate CS. And there are two DNR fiscal notes. Do we have a motion?
Madam Chair, I'll move HB 108 to calendar.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 108 will be calendared. CS House Bill 115 Hess, an act relating to the services of certain medical professionals in civil proceedings for the commitment of certain intoxicated persons, allowing a physician assistant or advanced nurse practitioner to certify the need for emergency treatment as a result of intoxication, and providing for an effective date. We have a Senate Hess CS and a zero fiscal note. Do we have a motion?
Madam Chair, I'll move HB 115.
I'm not making more motions today.
You will.
Is there any objection? Okay. House Bill 115 will be calendared. We do not yet have the CS for 132, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So we will go to CS for House Bill 167, an act relating to license plates for Alaska National Guard personnel and for antique motor vehicles and providing for an effective date. Senator Phillips.
I'll move HB 167 to the calendar.
And no objection, House Bill 167 will be calendared. We also do not yet have the CS coming out of finance for 172, the therapeutic court bill. So that takes us to 179, the underage drinking and drug offenses bill. An act relating to underage drinking and drug offenses providing for an effective date. This bill has a number of fiscal notes, has had both judiciary and finance, but it is a House CS. Do we have a motion? Senator Cowdery.
Yeah. Should I do this by the pound or just make the motion?
I'll do it by the dollar. We'll be here a long time.
I'll make a motion to move House Bill 179 finance forward.
No objection. House Bill 179 will be calendared. House Bill 181, we've been joined by Senator Theriault. House Bill 181, an act relating to the obligations of spouses, to insurance policies of spouses, to the non-probate transfer of property on death to a community property trust, to the division of the community property of spouses at death, and to the Alaska Community Property Act, amending Rule 301, Alaska Rules of Evidence, and providing for an effective date by the House Judiciary Committee. There is no Senate CS. We have before us a Judiciary CS from the House. Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I'll move HB 181 calendar.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 181 has been calendared.
Heavier.
We are going to skip 185 because we haven't been handed those bills yet. Brings us to 228, an act relating to the accounting of fees from business license endorsements for tobacco products, to the disclosure of certain confidential cigarette and tobacco product information, to notification regarding a cigarette manufacturer's noncompliance with a tobacco product master settlement agreement, to business license endorsements for sale of tobacco products, to citations and penalties for illegal sales of tobacco products, and providing for an effective date. We have a House Finance CS. Do we have a motion?
I'm sure I'll move HB 228 for a calendar.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 228 has been approved for calendaring. House Bill 230. By the House Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to wage and hour protections for employees of the Alaska Railroad Corporation, providing for an effective date. Senator Cowdery.
Make a motion to pass House Bill 230 forward.
And no objection, House Bill 230 will be calendared. Do we have the fiscal note yet for 234?
234 should be in.
I've got the bill. Do I have the correct fiscal note?
86 million, yes, sir.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill 234 Finance with a Finance fiscal note dated 5601. This is an act relating to tobacco use education and cessation fund and to smoking education and cessation programs, relating to funding the Tobacco Use Education and Cessation Fund, relating to financing of construction and major maintenance of public school facilities, facilities for the University of Alaska, facilities for ports and harbors, authorizing the Commissioner of Revenue to sell the right to receive a portion of the anticipated revenue from a tobacco litigation settlement to the Northern Tobacco Securitization Corporation, relating to the deposit of certain anticipated revenue from a tobacco litigation settlement, authorizing the issuance of bonds by the Northern Tobacco Securitization Corporation with proceeds to finance public school construction and major maintenance, facilities for the University of Alaska and facilities for ports and harbors, and providing for an effective date. Can we have a motion, please? Senator Cowdery.
I don't have the bill. What bill number is
234.
Okay. House Bill 234. I'd like to make a motion to pass forward. County?
Object.
There is a motion to bring House Bill 234 to the floor. Madam Secretary.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Could we have a moment for discussion?
Sure.
I believe the Senate Finance Committee should have included the 20% for tobacco cessation efforts as recommended or as it came from the other body. they should have left that intact or included that here. I'm not sure exactly what versions the committee substitutes went through, but that's a major complaint I have about this version, and hope that gets fixed some way along the way here. And the list of schools here under the tobacco settlement securitization, I don't believe is an adequate commitment to rural school construction and rural and urban school maintenance projects. So that's the basis for my objection.
Okay. Further discussion?
Madam Chairman.
Senatorial.
I also share the concern about the cessation program, but Section 2 does set up the fund, cessation fund. I wish that this did include some direction of that 20% revenue stream, that direction, and maybe we can have a debate on that in a little while.
Do we have a motion? Senator Cowdery?
I make a motion to move House Bill 234 Finance forward.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Senator Cowdery, you had made that motion. Madam Secretary.
Senator Terrio?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
No.
Senator
Cowdery? Yes.
Senator Phillips?
No.
Senator Pierce?
Yes. By a 3-2 vote, House Bill 234 will be calendared. House Bill 250. There is a Senate Finance CS. An act relating to missions and measures to be applied to certain expenditures by the executive branch of state government and the University of Alaska from the state operating budget for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2002. Providing for an effective date.
Pretty heavy.
Senator Phillips.
Sure, I'll move HB 250 for countering. Might need a dolly for this one.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 250 will be countered. Do you have 185 to pass out, please?
New and improved, right? Oh, this is the natural resources fees.
Okay, to follow the rather tortuous way that House Bill 185 got to us, it's an act relating to fees for certain uses of state water other than fees for traveling upon state water to the accounting and appropriation of those fees relating to authorizations for the temporary use of state water, making other amendments to the Alaska Water Use Act, and providing for an effective date. What we have before us is the House Finance CS, which adopted a which actually put in a repealer on July 1st, 2002, so the water use issues will have to come back to the legislature next year. But this does allow the department to do the temporary appropriations, temporary use of state water authorizations for this coming year. The bill was sitting in the Senate version, was sitting in Senate rules. The House bill came over, went to finance, they waived it, so it is before us to have a substantive hearing. Is there anybody who wants to testify on CS for House Bill 185 Finance? Ms. Carroll, please come forward.
Madam Chair, I am here at the wish of the committee if they would like to ask any questions.
Thank you. For the record, would you just identify yourself?
I will. My name is Carol Carroll, and I'm the legislative liaison from the Department of Natural Resources.
Are there any questions about the bill?
Just a quick question on
Senatorial.
Page 3 of 9 through 12, which is affirming the permits that might have been called into question by court action. Can you just give me a synopsis of that action?
Yes, Madam Chair, Representative Terrio, this bill would, for this next year, confirm that the temporary water permits that we have already issued are still valid.
Further questions? Does anyone else wish to testify on the bill today? Seeing none, the public testimony hearing is closed. What's the role of the committee on the bill?
Thank you.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 185 will be calendared. That leaves us without 132, Bootleggers, 172, Therapeutic Alcohol and Drug Courts, 184, Insurance. I believe we now have everything else in our possession. We will recess to the call of the chair, and we will have to reconvene rules at some point today when we have those bills. Please stay and sign the reports. Thank you.